I know you don't like Panic
at the Disco. I really don't like Panic at the Disco, and I don't see why they are considered rock and roll. But who are considered rock and roll are Jesse and Tom from the Aussie band Mountfield Plains. This is going so well already. And they join us in the studio. Guys, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
How you going, man?
Yeah, not too bad. Now, Mountfield Plains, where does that name come from, and why did you guys choose it for your band?
I didn't really have much say in it because these guys were already playing before and I kind of joined in.
Yep.
We used to play rehearse on a street called Mountfield Street, and then before me it was Mersey Street. Mm-hmm. And then I joined the band and there were Mountfield Mersey, and I was like, dude, that's a shit name. And we were going to be called the Bad Bads, and we were going to be called
Kings and Men.
What were Kings and Men?
Yeah, that was Jabutta.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad name.
Yeah, it's pretty
Anyways, and then Tom came out with Mountfield Plains because it kind of makes sense, but then it doesn't at the same time. It's like, what do these words mean? That this band must be deep.
And it's literally about that deep, and the hand sign I made is about, like, less than
Did
an
you
inch.
Not realize that we were on radio
I
for
forgot.
A second?
Yeah, it's not a visual medium.
Now, for people who are unfamiliar with Mountfield Plains, how would you define yourselves in your music?
What does it say on our Facebook?
No, that's... No.
All right, we're like...
No, yeah. we'll mention that in a minute, because that's got an epicness of its own brand. That is phenomenal.
It has to be its own question.
It's 70s rock and roll. The song that... How many songs are you playing? One or two?
We're going to be playing one.
One. Well, the song that is going to be played is the least... One of the least heaviest of them all, but it's good.
It was written mostly by our guitarist, Jason, who sort of just rocked up one day, and I think he'd been listening to the Stones all weekend, and pretty much stole everything from Keith Richards and sort of came in and decided to make a little bit of fun out of it, and it just ended up being a bit of a fun song.
Yeah, it's just a song about my job at the gay bar, and yeah.
And what bar is that?
IQ, you know, on Smith Street?
I can't say I do. But I'm sure many of the Joy listeners will know exactly where it is.
I thought it was about Barry's.
Yeah, but it's IQ on gay nights, IQ.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There you go.
Okay, guys, if Jesse sounds cute, that's where you can find him.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll be there. I'll be there this Thursday, actually.
Now, besides that song that you said wasn't as heavy, what about the rest of the songs? What about the style of your band? What would you class it as?
It's 70s heavy rock and roll. It's no frills rock and roll. You get some sweet guitar solo. There's some awesome psychedelic sounds, some nice, heavy, thumping beats.
And a bit of farting bass.
And a bit of farting bass and a good rock and roll screams. It's good to bang your head to.
Banging my head to fighting bass. I'm going to try that. I think that's really something worth trying. Now, the description that you have on your Facebook for your band goes something like this. A fusion of supersonic crazy love sounds mixed with the raw energy of a cart full of watermelons being dissected with the pressure... with the precision of a chainsaw. Who the hell came up with that and why, and what on earth does it actually mean?
I have a distinct feeling it was a cross between Jason Jabutta and myself, all sort of having a bit of fun. Jesse was there, sitting in a corner, we
was
believe.
Was I there?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were, man.
Oh, you're probably I don't remember most of my life.
No, it just sort of came about. We're just trying to take the piss out of things. I think another time that when we were doing it, we were talking about B-grade films, and for B-grade film lovers, Robo Vampire is a top film.
Robo Vampire?
Yep.
I can't say I've seen that.
Apparently, if you put a piece of paper over a vampire's face who hops around like a kangaroo, it stops him dead.
Wow.
It's an awesome film.
Beat that, Twilight.
Wow.
I must say, our favourite B-grade film is Flubirds. I don't know if you've seen that.
No. The week before that, it sort of ended after Robo Vampire, but we were watching The Room. And I must say, it's one of the worst films I've ever seen in my life. But you do get to throw plastic straws at the TV every time a straw appears on it.
Didn't the guy make that film as a tax write-off?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He basically went in and paid a whole heap of actors extraordinarily amounts of money and just made up the script as he went along. A character died halfway through, or one of the actors died halfway through it, and they just replaced him.
Oh, well.
And,
it was as the same character.
Yeah. It was supposed to be his best man at the wedding as well, and it was just over from that point. It was great.
Moving on from the B-grade film... As much as I love them, we're here to talk about you guys. You have an upcoming EP launch, which we'll get to in a moment. But what plans do you have, like, if you have any plans for an upcoming album? Are you working on anything for that?
Yeah, we're kind of working on it. I'm kind of going to spend a while going around South America, so we'll see what happens with the band. I think they're looking to find a new singer, so anyone who thinks they can sing better than I can.
Well, it's not hard.
It's not hard.
Yeah. Such confidence in your singer.
Well, we just have him around for the laughs. He provides endless laughs.
As long as you're good at the lols. So, what are you working on for this album? Do you have an album name at all? Do you have any songs for it?
Yeah, we've got about 8 tracks, I reckon, but we want to make it 10 to 11 tracks. So.
Okay.
We operate right now on about 12 different tracks, but a few of them we're just overplaying, and they don't represent what we do anymore, so we thought we'd just write a few more and throw together an album, and hopefully before Jesse goes, but we'll see how it goes,
we'll just
replace him and move on. Like, it won't be the first time. Shouting out to Ben, loser.
Hi, Ben.
What has been your best or worst moment as a band so far?
The worst was probably last Saturday on Triple R. Well, I was way too
nervous. We're not plugging another station.
No, and I must say we shouldn't be plugging it, but it's out there now. we'll just say community station of 3 recurring letters, but move on.
Well, Jesse proceeded to...
get really drunk on the station, and then...
We'll go with drunk. He was quite intoxicated by the time we got there. And,
yeah, it was, in my defense, it was my party that night, so... Yeah.
All right, we'll give you defense. The drummer was also quite intoxicated and passed out in a chair.
You sound like a cop. He was intoxicated.
Oh, I don't want to say he was blind drunk.
He was blind drunk. He passed out in the toilet, and Tom had to go
try and wake him up.
And I told the presenter that I wanted to shag his daughter.
And
on air.
Well,
yeah, on air.
And it was nowhere near as clean as that.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, no, I'm not going to try and.
Yeah, we don't need to hear that. We can imagine.
It was a long night, and it was very embarrassing to end it, considering they couldn't play their instruments to save their lives.
Yeah, nah, not at all. But, yeah. And the best moment would be, I don't know.
We just like playing together.
We just like playing together, playing with each other.
Oh, so every time you're together, it's a best moment, yeah?
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, not every time. Saturday wasn't one of the best.
Now, just to make sure, you guys are actually sober here at the moment. I haven't seen you falling over or anything like that. You look pretty sober.
No, yeah, we're sober today.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Now, we're running out of time. You guys do have an upcoming gig at the Revolver this weekend. What can you tell us about it? Plug as much as you want.
Gonna be awesome, sick. If you don't go there, you won't know how to survive the apocalypse.
It's true.
It's so
you've heard
true.
It here first.
Wow.
Basically, we're doing an EP launch. It's called The Ballad of Reading Jail. Also with us on the night is Fierce Mild, The Honeymoon Ghost, who we played with before, and I believe Jesse was throwing stuff at them about 5 minutes into this.
Yeah,
into
I didn't
their
like
set.
Them.
Nice. And then we're also Steeplejack is the lead support band, and they're actually doing a album release called The War Inside. But it's gonna be an epic night. Come down and have a bit of party with us. We all
shake
like
a
good
leg
beer. Yeah, shake a leg.
Shake a leg. And Revolver's a good place to get pretty loose anyways.
And that will be this Saturday, September 3rd at 7:30. And the EP is called The Ballad of Reading Jail, is that right?
That's right.
Excellent. Now, tell us about this song, Gay Bar. What's it about?
It's about my job at the gay bar and just the escapades that go on there. For example, some dude touched my piss last time I worked there. That was a bit weird.
That's the one thing I asked you not to talk about.
I didn't ask you. You asked me not to talk about that.
Oh, God.
Anyways, yeah, it's a great place to work. I've been in a lot of weird situations there, but in a lot of fun situations as well.
Guys, thanks for being on the show.
No worries.
Thanks, Adam.
Our pleasure.